Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I didn't know it existed. Isn't the world fascinating that we can learn new things every day? Apparently, Wednesday the 14th of August is Left-Handers Day. And yes, I am left-handed. I don't mind being left-handed. It wasn't fun learning to write with ink pens in Australian heat and not smudging your work while your arm and hand dripped with perspiration. I'm not the most legible writer today. Though I did think in later years that I'd have had less trouble if English was written in the same way as Hebrew, from right to left. It was fun playing sports, particularly squash, as the vast majority of my opponents were right-handers. And I found myself facing what they faced on the few occasions I played another left-hander. I'm not a fan of scissors, and I don't like those little cake forks. I have been tutted and received concerned looks when in Africa for my instinctive use of my left hand. I was advised to be right-handed in public. An elderly pastor in my first year in the ministry quietly took me aside and said that while using my left hand liturgically wasn't incorrect, because it has been associated with the occult, anyone who might have had experience or a past in the occult might be upset if they saw me use my left hand in church, and so I practiced making the sign of the cross right-handed for their sake. How the genetics works, I'm not sure, but I have a cousin, a son, and a grandson who are left-handed, as are around 10% of the population. My left-handed life hasn't been much of a problem for me, but that has not been the case for many others, especially in the past. My great aunt in Australia spent her primary school days with her left hand tied behind her back in the classroom. Being different can be well received, but it also can be met with all sorts of practical, social, cultural, legal, even spiritual problems when we are talking about what is right. And why is right right? What is correct, appropriate, true, best? And how do we determine it? Is it finally based on what the majority think, do, and say? There are many answers here. For Christians, the key component of our answer is God's Word, the Bible. It might say clearly what God says and wants for His people. It might not say anything about the topic in question, but it will say something about how we behave towards each other in various situations, and that will be part of our determination about what is the loving and truthful way to live, what to say, and how to behave. It is easy to go with the flow. It is easy to be part of the herd. Christians, however, don't switch their brains off to be mindless disciples, but switch their brains on when following Jesus, so that they know who He is and what He desires for us and those around us. Jesus also wants us to keep our eyes open so that we know where we are in the world, what the issues are we're facing, and who are those around us so we can best serve them. The Bible doesn't say much about being left-handed, and what it says seems simply to acknowledge their difference in the usual right-handed world, and that's it. We, left-handers, exist. If you're curious, you might like to read about various people in the tribe of Benjamin who use swords or slings left-handed. Judges chapter 3, chapter 20, and 1 Chronicles 12. I am not addressed as a left-handed person in the Bible. The verses about how to behave as a disciple of Jesus, for example, Jesus' words, "But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you," apply to me as they apply to every disciple. I should be kind with either hand. I shouldn't harm with either hand. And I am loved by a God who had both hands nailed on a cross for me and for you and for us all. Let's pray. Guide and rule your church forever, Heavenly Father, so that we may walk warily in times of quiet and boldly in times of trouble. Guide us to serve others with both hands. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.